couple of minutes away from our boys' varsity game coming up, and we'll have that after we step aside for another two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with that boys' varsity contest. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A reminder, we'll have high school basketball coming up for you next week on Tuesday night, December 21st. We'll have games both here on Sunny 101.3 and over on KTNC. I'll be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish out to Tri-County, DeWitt Tri-County, for a girl-boy doubleheader. That'll be heard live on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon will be here on Sunny 101.3 next Tuesday night, as he'll have Elwood Murdoch in Fall City facing the Fall City Tigers. That also a girl-boy doubleheader right here on Sunny 101.3. So we've got one more night of basketball for you after tonight before we take a little break for the Christmas holiday break, and then we'll be right back on the air on January 3rd. That's a Monday for the Southeast Nebraska Shootout. That'll be live from Auburn High School. That'll feature the Fall City boys and girls taking on Ashland Greenwood and the Auburn girls and boys taking on Milford. We'll have four games that day for you live from Auburn High School, the Southeast Nebraska Shootout on Monday, January 3rd. That will kick off our 2022 coverage of high school basketball. Completing the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. Again, for the Irish, it'll be Jordan, Freshel, Keithley, Simon, and Noctigal. And for the Titans, Knutson, Hunsicker, Sharp, Fry, and Andrew Stalver, the starting five for Coach Mike Sharp. Rogan Noctigal steps into the center circle to chop it up for the Irish. He'll go against Nick Knutson. And our official steps in. We're ready to get underway. Here's the tip, controlled by the Irish. Coming up with the ball is Joe Simon. Simon gives it up to Jacob Jordan, and Jordan will set the offense. HTRS opens in a man-to-man defense. Jacob Jordan driving to the left side of the lane in traffic. Shot off the glass, couldn't get it. Stalder tips the ball out of there and is grabbed up and put to the top of the key for Nautical. A long three is up and off. Try for tip-in. Follow shot up and good by Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel with a nice move to the hoop and the tip-in on the putback. Now this is Gage Sharp with the basketball into forecourt. Up to Hunsicker with it. Hunsicker left wing between the rings. Man-to-man defense for the Irish. Nick Knutson guarded by Nautical. Knutson floater baseline right side up and off. Couldn't get it. And the rebound down to Joe Simon. Down quickly. Jacob Jordan thought about the three. Gives up to Nautical. Open look three. Top of the key off the rim. Tipped around. Rebound pulled down by Hunter Fry. Fry with the outlet pass. Quickly out to Hunsicker. Gives it up top to Nick Knutson. Knutson on the dribble. Jack Hunsicker. Got a pick set over there on the left side by Gage Sharp. The pick and roll. They come to Stalder with the pass. Stalder on the right wing. Stalder hands the ball back up top to Hunsicker. He's guarded here on the near side by Jake Freshel. Now with the ball in the corner is Knutson on the left side. Not able to get toward the basket. Good defense there by Nautical. Lob pass into Stalder. Tipped away by Simon and stolen. Joe Simon down court. Outlet pass up to Freshel. Freshel on the left side. In the lane, the floater off the glass up and good. Nice move to the bucket. Jake Freshel has the first two buckets of the ball game, and the Irish are on top here, 4-0. 6:19 to play first period. Gage Sharp with the ball for the Titans. A three on the way for Sharp. Off the rim, Stalder with the rebound. Andrew Stalder kicks it into the corner. Knutson, open look, three, couldn't get it. And the rebound, Nautical. Rogan Nautical wants to push it all the way coast to coast. Takes it in for the layup. Shot is blocked. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Rogan Nautical will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Jack Hunsicker. On Hunsicker, his first personal, team foul number one on the Titans. Nautical at the line to shoot two. 6'3 senior. First free throw is up and rolled around. Wouldn't go. He'll get another try. 6:02 to play here, first period. We've played nearly 2 minutes now. It's 4-0. Irish with the early lead. Second shot is up short off the front of the rim. Simon with the rebound. Kicks it out to the right side. A floater up and good. Jake Freshel has all six of Sacred Heart's points on three field goals. Freshel's coming out here with the hot hand. Gage Sharp almost has it dribbled away by Freshel. Behind the back dribble, Sharp. Collision in the paint. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jake Freshel. His first team foul number one on the Irish. Titan basketball. Hunsicker to inbound it. He'll stand on the right side baseline under his own basket. Lobs it up top to Gage Sharp. Sharp puts it to Stalder. Free throw line jump shot. Stalder couldn't get it. All taken away from Simon by Knutson. Knutson's shot is up and off. No good. Nautical with the rebound. Nautical down court pass in the corner. Jacob Jordan for three off the iron. No. Evan Keithley flipped it out there to Jordan. He couldn't get it to drop and the rebound taken away by Knutson. Knutson across the timeline. Aggressive offense. Down court come the Titans. Knutson gives it up to Hunsicker, guarded by Jordan. It's a man-to-man defense. Jordan gives chase after Knutson into the corner. Baseline right side. Comes to the near to Hunter Fry. Fry, guarded down here by Simon. He can't get anywhere with it and has to go back to Knutson. Coming up on the five-minute mark here in the first quarter, 6-0. Irish with the lead. Andrew Stalder with Nautical guarding him defensively. Stalder across court to Knutson. Knutson, long three, partially blocked. Ball just goes to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Simon. Or check that. It's going to be on, I think Simon gets called for that one. Yes, Simon called for the personal. His first team foul number two on the Irish at the free throw line, Nick Knutson. Knutson shooting two shots. Free throw was up and good. He'll have another shot coming. This might even be a three-shot situation because he was outside the three-point arc. I didn't see the official signal that, but apparently it is. Knutson's second of three is on the way. It's up, and this one rims off. Another attempt coming. Into the lineup now, Derek Swong checks in, replacing Brogan Nautical. Swong is 6'6 senior. Comes in for Nautical. Knutson, his third free throw. Hits in the air, it's up, and it's good. He made two out of three, and that's the first 2 points for the Titans. 6-2, Irish up by four with 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Jake Freshel on the corner on the right side in forecourt. Puts a pass between the rings, top of the circle, comes up to Jordan. Now to Keithley. Evan Keithley is trapped in the corner, double team into Freshel. Freshel into paint, back to Keithley. Open look for three for Keithley. High in the air, off the rim, no. Schwong batted the ball away. Andrew Stalder comes out with it. Stalder with the defensive board. Flips the outlet pass out to Nick Knutson, and Knutson will push it down to the right wing. Knutson up to Hunsicker. Now Gage Sharp. Oh, Sharp was looking underneath for Stalder. Keithley was there and intercepted that one and stole the ball. Keithley pushes it down court to Jordan. He goes around the defender. Baseline in the corner. Up top, Keithley. Back out to Jordan. Jordan had an open look. Elected not to take the three. Now Keithley will shoot for three from the corner on the left side. It's in and out of there. Sharp with a rebound. Comes up with the ball on the baseline, and he'll bring it up court himself. 3:54 to play first quarter. 6-2. Irish up by four. Nick Knutson. guarded in the man-to-man defense very tightly here. Goes to Stalder under the basket. Back up to Hunsicker. Now Knutson gets it back. Jacob Jordan chases him down right in his back pocket. Pressuring man-to-man defense here by the Irish. Schardt almost lost it to Schwong in the corner. Manages to flip it back up to Hunsicker, who goes to Knutson with the pass. Into Schardt. Ball stripped away by Simon. Schardt goes to the floor and holds a knee. And we're going to have a timeout taken for an injured player here. 3:26 showing in the first quarter. Timeout on the floor for an injured player. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Gage Schardt was a player that was shaken up here, and he's going to come to the bench limping off, favoring the right knee. Checking in to replace him will be Hunter Bowling. Bowling, a 5'11 freshman. Into the lineup now and onto the floor for the HTRS Titans. 3:26 to play first period. 6-2, Irish up by 4. Sacred Hearts basketball, Jacob Jordan across the timeline. To the right wing with it to Jake Freshall. Left side goes to Evan Keithley. Lob pass inside. Ball tipped away by Nautical. On the baseline on the left side. Across the timeline on the dribble with the ball. Comes Nick Knutson. Knutson to the right side. Jump shot. Right side in the corner. Got it. Nick Knutson on the jump shot from the right side. Got it to drop. Flipped the ball into the paint. Ball is loose for a moment and then grabbed up. Getting the loose ball is Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker gives it up to Knutson. Knutson with the ball at the top of the key to the right wing. Knutson. Holding the basketball for a minute, dribbles out onto the elbow. Goes inside to Andrew Stalder. Stalder guarded by Schwong. Back to Knutson. Now Stalder in the corner. Looking for Knutson. Cutting through the lane. Couldn't get it. Gives it up to Hunter Bowling instead. Now Bowling to the top of the circle to Jack Hunsicker with the basketball. Hunsicker flips it around left wing Bowling. Hunter Bowling very patient out here at the top of the key. The pass gets away out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds and touched last by Sam Dunn, who's in the lineup now for the Irish. Back onto the floor comes Joe Simon for Sacred Heart, replacing Derek Schwong. Titan basketball. Inbounding it is Brogan Dunlap. Titans substituting freely here. Dunlap puts it into traffic. Ball flipped away from Hunter Fry, stolen Jacob Jordan. Jordan down court, quick pass, got it to Jake Freshall, and Freshall lays it in. He's got all 8 of Sacred Heart's points. With a minute 57 to go, it's 8-4. Knutson loses the handle on it on the baseline. Joe Simon was there for the coverage, and the ball gets away and goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay with the Irish now. They'll inbound it. Brogan Nautical. Inbound it, Jacob Jordan. He'll come down and set the offense very slowly across the midcourt line with a minute 45 to go in the first period. 8-4. Irish on top. Brogan Nautical baseline left side up to Jordan. Jordan finds Freshall into Simon in the paint. Now moving into the corner right side, that's Sam Dunn. Sam has the ball stripped away from him, knocked out of bounds. Knutson tipped it away. It goes into the stands. Touch last by Knutson. Irish will have the basketball. A minute and a half to play in the first quarter. It's 8-4. Sacred Heart up by 4. Freshall right side. Jake Freshall, all 8 of Sacred Heart's points. Here's Nautical for 3. Got it. Brogan Nautical nails a 3 from the left side corner, deep in the corner. Makes it 11-4. Irish up with a minute 13. Underneath Andrew Stalder. Laying up and good. Nice assist there by Nick Knutson as he found Stalder and threaded the needle on the pass in the lane. Stalder laid it off the glass and got it down. It's 11-6. There's Freshall with a jump shot floater left side. No. Andrew Stalder with the rebound. Stalder got in foul trouble early in the ball game the other night against Freeman and didn't get a play a lot of the game. Doing well here for the Titans. There's a long 3. Bingo. Nailing the 3 is Jack Hunsicker from out on the left wing, and suddenly it's 11-9, a 2-point Irish lead with 35 seconds to play in the period. Nautical in the paint, jumps 12-foot jumper up off the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Hunter Fry. Fry with the outlet pass to Knutson. Chance to tie or take the lead on this possession with 20 seconds on the clock here in the period. Nick Knutson against the man-to-man defense. Jordan comes out to put pressure on him near the midcourt line. Knutson dribbles it down to 12 seconds. Gives it to the right side. Back to Knutson. Picked up by Nautical. Knutson in the corner with 5 seconds. Inside goes Stolder. Back to Knutson. Open look. Three. Got it. Nick Knutson hits the three. And after one quarter, the Titans lead the Irish 12-11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the HTRS Titans leading your Sacred Heart Irish 12-11. Titans up on that three-pointer right at the buzzer there by Knutson. HTRS with the basketball to start the second period. Knutson takes the dribble to the right side, puts it into the corner, deep baseline, down to Brian Dunlap. Dunlap with the ball. Brogan Dunlap, that is. Here's Andrew Stalder, free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Stalder has 4 points in the ball game as he got the jumper from the free throw line. It's 14-11. Titans up by three. Nautical left wing into Freshel. Freshel had a big first quarter, 8 points. There's a pass stolen away. Knutson. Titans with a three-point lead and the basketball. Knutson down court, launches a three. Got it! Nick Knutson hits the three. And it's 17-11. The Titans have just taken over here in the last couple of minutes, and they're up by six with the ball. Freshel left wing up to Sam Dunn. Goes to Freshel. Freshel kicks it into the corner. Not to go open look. Three. Off the rim. No. Rebound Simon. Joe Simon working against Stalder. Ball was tipped away. Coming out of there with the basketball is Brogan Dunlap. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Joe Simon. On Simon, that's his second personal. Team foul number three on the Irish. And the basketball will belong to HTRS. They will inbound it in the corner. Gets it into Nick Knutson. Knutson, left side, goes down to Hunsicker with the pass. Hunsicker at the top of the free throw circle. Left wing, lob pass down deep in the corner. Ball stolen away for a minute by Schwong. Now it's loose and right back to Stalder. Stalder gives it up top Knutson. Ball bouncing around like a pinball machine. Here's a long two that's up off the rim. That shot put up by Brogan Dunlap. Won't go. Rebound down to the Irish. Fast break the other way. Keithley in the corner. He's double-team trapped. Keithley goes up with a shot. Can't get it. Rebound to Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker out kicks the outlet pass out to Knutson. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. Bounce pass underneath Knutson. Driving lay in up. Oh, no good. And the rebound fought for. Jordan comes out of there with it. 17-11. Titans up by six. Here's Keithley for three. Got it. Evan Keithley hits a three from the left corner. Pulls the Irish back to within three, 17-14. Nick Knutson on the dribble. He'll put up a long three. Got it. Wow. Nick Knutson is red hot. Hits a three. He's got three of them already. Knutson with 13 points in the ballgame. Jacob Jordan with a floater in the lane. Up and good, and Jordan answers with a two of his own. 20-16. The lead is four for the Titans. HTRS red hot offensively. Knutson hands up to Hunsicker. He nailed the big one a minute ago. In the paint, right side Stalder. And there's a traveling call. Moving that pivot foot was Brogan Dunlap, the freshman. There's good news for Titan fans. Back onto the floor comes Gage Shark. He was nursing that knee when he went to the bench a minute ago, but Shark's apparently okay and back into the ballgame. He's a big part of this offense. 20-16. Here's a pass deflected away. Knutson knocked it away, knocked it just out of reach of Jake Freshel. It goes out of bounds, and the Irish get the ball back. Sam Dunn comes to Freshel. Freshel at the free throw line, across court pass. Keithley for three. Got it. Evan Keithley, we're getting a real shooting exhibition by these two teams right now, and the lead is one for the Titans at 20-19. 4:55 to play. Knutson lost it and then saved it from going out of bounds and flipped it off the foot of Jake Freshel to maintain the possession. That was a real athletic move there by Knutson for HTRS. In the corner, Titans to inbound it into Stalder. Andrew Stalder just pulls up for a 10-foot jumper that's off the rim. Rebound Keithley. Keithley kicks the outlet pass down in a hurry to the corner. Freshel, top of the key, into the corner. Open look, Keithley for three. Got it. I'm telling you, they're shooting lights out. Evan Keithley, three for three on three-pointers down here. And the lead goes back to the Irish, 22-20. We're seeing some red-hot shooting on the part of both of these basketball teams here in this second quarter, especially. Jack Hunsicker with the ball. Guarded by Keithley into the corner. Shark for three, short off the rim. The rebound taken away by Evan Keithley. Knocked away, then Nautical grabs it up into forecourt. Freshel in the corner right side. Jake Freshel, top of the key. There's a three on the way off. Rebound swung. Follow shot. Put back. Can't get it. Got the rebound again. Flips the outlet pass out to Keithley. Knutson picks him up defensively. And Keithley gives a pass up top here. Sam Dunn with the basketball. Dunn, bounce pass in the corner. Freshel. Freshel tried to move around Hunsicker, has to come back to Dunn with it. Keithley, open look, three left side, off the iron, over the back of the backboard, and it'll be the Titans basketball. In for HTRS now comes Brogan Dunlap back into the lineup. Jacob Jordan checks back in for the Irish after a breather. He will replace Sam Dunn. 3:35 to play in the first half. 22-20. Irish with their hands full here. A two-point lead on the Titans. Titans led by as much as six a few moments ago at 17-11. Titans basketball. This is Jack Hunsicker. Chasing him is Keithley in the man-to-man. Hunsicker took it all the way to the corner and then lost the handle on it down near the band here, and the turnover gives the ball back to the Irish. Sacred Heart with a two-point lead, 22-20, here in the Rowe Activity Center over HTRS with 3:10 to go in the first half. Jacob Jordan with the basketball goes to the corner on the right side down to Brogan Nautical. Nautical can't work toward the basket, tries to put a pass up court, deflected away, knocked out of bounds by Hunsicker. Hunsicker touched it last possession, will stay with the Irish. Freshel inbounds to Jordan. Jacob Jordan, left wing, Keithley. Keithley looks for Nautical in the paint. Stalder knocks the ball away from Nautical, gives it to Jordan. Jordan, a little floater up, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Derek Schwong. The 6'6 senior got the offensive board and the put back under the board. Irish up by four now, 24-20. Knutson, off balance shot over Schwong. Ball tipped out of there to Stalder. Stalder comes up with it, gives it up top. The pass comes up to Dunlap. Dunlap to the right side. Finds Stalder with the pass. Again, Knutson guarded by Nautical in the man-to-man. 2:20 to go first half. 24-20, Irish by four. Knutson fakes the shot, goes with the pass into Stalder. Stalder got double team, finds Shark. Shark, oh, he wanted to feed it to Stalder under the bucket. Stalder didn't see it coming. Kicks it into the corner. Hunsicker for three. Got it. Jack Hunsicker with his second three-pointer, and it's a one-point Irish lead, 24-23, just under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Jacob Jordan, across court, skip pass to Nautical. Nautical has it knocked away there momentarily by Dunlap. Back it comes up to Jordan, finds Keithley. In traffic, Nautical looking for Schwong under the basket. Nautical has the ball stolen away, got it back. Keithley in the corner, driving. Floater in the paint, no. Whistle, blocking foul. And at the free throw line will be Evan Keithley. Keithley will be shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to go on Andrew Stalder. On Andrew, his first personal, team foul number two on the Titans. A minute 34 to play in the first half here in Falls City. 24-23, Irish up by one. Evan Keithley at the line shooting two shots. First free throw is up and good. And Evan Keithley in double figures now. He has 10 points on three threes and now the free throw. Into the game, James Freshel checking in. 5'11 sophomore. James Freshel on the floor for the first time tonight. Evan Keithley. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Keithley with 11 points now, and the lead is back to 3 for the Irish. They trailed by 6 a few moments ago. It's 26-23. Here's Gage Sharp. Jacob Jordan chases Gage. A cross-court pass to Hunsicker. Hunsicker underneath to Stalder. Stalder guarded by Swong. Gives it into Sharp. Sharp is double-teamed, falls to the floor. Basketball picked up. They put it ahead. Driving lay-in off the glass up. Pfeiffer tip-in up and good. And they got the tip in, a whistle, and a foul. Now the officials talking this one over. It looked like Keithley tipped the ball in for the basket. No basket, no. The foul is going to be called on Hunsicker. There was no basket. I wondered about that. And at the free throw line will be Evan Keithley shooting 2. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Was there just a moment ago. Has 11 points. This one is up. Back iron. Bounced out of there. A minute 9 to play in the first half. 26-23. Irish up by 3. Evan Keithley. Free throw on the way. It's up and good. He's 3 out of 4 from the line. He has 12 points. The lead is 4 now, once again for Sacred Heart, with a minute 5 to play in the half. 27-23. Gage Sharp has it stolen away and then stolen right back by Knutson. Knutson flips it to Sharp. Sharp being pressured in backcourt by Jake Freshel. And now carrying the basketball is going to be called, and a turnover will give it back to the Irish. Jake Gage Sharp was double-teamed there in backcourt, ends up with the turnover. Jake Freshel will inbound it to Jacob Jordan with 50 seconds to go. Jacob Jordan for a long three that's off. Stalder got the rebound, tipped it out to Sharp, up to Knutson. Knutson down court with 42 seconds. A long three. Hunsicker not there. Saved from going out of bounds. Flipped into Jordan. He's got two players out ahead of him. Freshel feeds it back. Little pump, double pump shot. Up, follow shot. Freshel can't get it. Whistle and a foul. That's James Freshel. Trying to get that shot to fall, and he ends up being fouled. The sophomore will go to the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Irish. The foul is going to be on Nick Knutson, his first, team foul number 4. Freshel's first of 2 free throws is up. Off no good. James will have another one coming. 29 seconds to play in this first half. Freshel's second free throw is up. It's off also. Doesn't go in the rebound. Down to the Titans. Knutson down court with a defender chasing him. Goes to Sharp. Sharp for 3. Doesn't get it. The ball gets away out of bounds. And the Irish will have it back with 19 seconds to play in the half. Sitting down now will be James Freshel. Back in to replace him is Sam Dunn for the Irish. Schwong will inbound it to Jacob Jordan with 15 seconds on the clock across the timeline. Irish up 27-23. Sacred Heart will play for 1 here. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Jacob Jordan, bounce pass Freshel. Back to Jordan with 5. Into the corner, Keithley. Back to the baseline. Freshel with a long 3 at the buzzer. No. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish will lead the HTRS Titans. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart 27 and HTRS 23. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's halftime here at the Rural Activity Center. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading the HTRS Titans 27-23. And we've got a scoring update from over at Fall City High. At halftime, the Fall City Tigers and the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. I'm going to confirm that before I say it here. Yes, at the half, they're all tied up at 23 each. Fall City and Plattsmouth tied at 23 at halftime. Individual scoring in this one at the end of one half. Nick Knutson leads the way for the Titans. He has 13 points, 6 points for Jack Hunsicker on a pair of threes. Knutson had 3 threes in that first half. Andrew Stalder added 4 for their total of 23. From the free throw line, the Titans went 2 out of 3 at the charity stripe, all of those shot by Nick Knutson. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Evan Keithley leads the way at halftime. He has 12 points. Jake Freshel with 8. Adding 3 was Brogan Nautical. 2 for Derek Swong and 2 for Jacob Jordan. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart went just 3 out of 8. They have 27 points. 27-23, our halftime score, Sacred Heart leading HTRS. Right now we're going to send it back to Chance Link at the Sunny 101.3 studios for a 2-minute timeout, an update on your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll have third quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, Althea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
It's been a pleasure serving you this year. From all of us here at the bank, we would like to wish all of our customers a wonderful and happy holiday season. We sincerely appreciate your business and look forward to working with you again next year. Merry Christmas and a safe and happy new year to you and your family.
Frontier Bank, good with money. We're an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We will see a slight dip in temperature going into Saturday due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Most of the precipitation, however, will be staying south of us with the system. Going into Sunday, we will start to see a warm-up as another ridge of high pressure moves through our area. This will give us sunnier skies as well as warmer temperatures and more southerly winds. We'll see temperatures in the 40s as well as sunshine early next week. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going to Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, west wind gust up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Row Activity Center. It's halftime. We've got a dandy going here, folks. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the HTRS Titans in the Battle of Richardson County Smaller Schools here. 27-23, Sacred Heart up by 4. Over at the public school, the Falls City Tigers all tied up at halftime with Plattsmouth at 23-all. But probably as far as I'm concerned, the biggest news is I got a message during this last time out that after more than 51 hours, electricity has been restored to my neck of the woods up in northern Pawnee County. We got knocked out Wednesday afternoon around 4:30, and just a few minutes ago, I started getting text messages from my neighbors letting me know that we have electricity. So a great big thank you to our friends at Omaha Public Power District. And I know they hear a lot about it when that power goes off, but I want to be one of the first to say thank you so very much, gentlemen and ladies, for your efforts, all the linemen trying to get the power restored. And if yours is not up yet, we wish you best of luck and hope you get it back soon. But sure great to hear. We've got electricity in northern Pawnee County. The drive home won't be near as dark and cold as I was afraid it might be tonight. I want to remind you again, we'll be back on the air next Tuesday with high school basketball. Both John Nixon and I will have games for you. I'll be over on KTNC traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish fans, they'll be going out to Tri-County to take on the Tri-County Trojans near DeWitt. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls game around 6, boys at 7:30. Meanwhile, John Nixon will have boys and girls basketball action here on Sunny 101.3. He'll be right here in Falls City as Elmwood Murdoch comes to town to take on the Falls City Tigers, girls and boys. That'll be on Tuesday night, December 21st, and that will wrap up our coverage of high school basketball for this calendar year. We'll then be back on the air next on January 3rd, I believe that's a Monday, as we'll have the Southeast Nebraska Shootout featuring Fall City's girls and boys with Ashland Greenwood and Auburn's girls and boys, I believe, with Milford. We'll have four big games live from Auburn High School. That'll be the afternoon of January 3rd. And I want to confirm that. Yes, that's a Monday. And then we'll, from there, we move right into Mudeca's tournament. And January and February will be jam-packed with high school basketball as we get to the first of the year, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KPMC. Just before we move to second half action, while I've got a minute, I want to say Merry Christmas and season's greetings to all of our people back at the Sunny 101.3 and KTNC studios, the guys behind the board pushing all the buttons for us. Tonight is Chance Link, and we appreciate the job you do. We move to live action, Sacred Hearts basketball, Irish up 27-23. Start the third quarter. Simon gets the pass inside the paint, flips it into the corner, and goes to Keithley. This is Jacob Jordan, double-teamed on the left side. Now comes to the near side pass to Jake Freshel. Freshel back to Jordan, open look three, Jacob Jordan. Bingo, he got it. Jacob Jordan with his first three-pointer of the night. We've had a lot of threes by both of these basketball teams, and the Irish, after trailing by six, are now up by seven, 30-23 here in the opening seconds of the second half. Nick Knutson going to try and get some offense going now for the Titans. Feeds it into Gates, Shard in traffic. Shard couldn't get it up. Oh, nice pass out to Stalder. Stalder couldn't get it to fall. Had an open look under the basket. Andrew just a little too soft on the touch. Fast break the other way. Three from the corner left side doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Simon can't get it. Rebound, Stalder. Stalder with the defensive board. Being harassed by Nautical. Dribbles away from Nautical, brings it down court. Stalder flips it out to the left wing, Hunsicker. Hunsicker picks up his dribble. He needs help. Now Knutson comes to get the basketball. 30-23. Irish by seven. 6:45 to go third quarter. Jack Hunsicker on the dribble between the rings to the right elbow. Out on the right wing now with it is Knutson. He backs out near the midcourt circle. Simon tries to dribble the ball away from him. Knutson feeds Stalder into paint. Stalder has Nautical all over him. Gives it right back to Knutson. Stalder sets a pick. Knutson, open look three. Nope, couldn't get it. Rebound, Simon. Joe Simon does a good job. 6'3 sophomore. High in the air to get that one. Here's a three from the left side. Jacob Jordan won't go. Rebound, Keithley in traffic. Feeds it underneath to Simon. Shot is up and good. Keithley with the assist. Joe Simon with the bucket. 32-23. Suddenly, the lead is 9, Sacred Heart. They were up by 4 at halftime. They've come out and scored the first 5 points of this second half to go up by 9. Pass into the corner, went down to Shark for a minute, then got tipped away, and it's loose. Fast break the other direction. Here comes Keithley, feeds it across to right side. Shot is up, Jake Freshel. Freshel's in double figures. He has 10 points. Timeout taken HDRS with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 34-23, Irish up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Irish had a 4-point lead at halftime. They've come out and scored the first 7 points of this third quarter to go up by 11. And Coach Mike Shard had seen enough. He took a timeout to try and settle his kids down. Now the ball belongs to the Titans, back to live action. Nick Knutson. Knutson feeds a pass into Hunter Fry. On the right side, this is Knutson between the rings. goes to the corner down deep into Stalder at the free throw line. He goes against Nautical. That's quite a matchup watching Stalder and Nautical bounce around in there and bump it into each other. Knutson in trouble down in the corner, tried to get it to Stalder. Ball stolen away by Keithley. Oh, Keithley had Jordan out in front of him. Now Keithley feeds it underneath to Simon. Ball taken away from Simon and stolen by Hunsicker. Hunsicker flips the ball out to Knutson, and the Titans will come down and reset their offense, trailing by 11 now, 34-23, 4:49 to go third quarter. Knutson spin move into paint, jump shot up and good. Oh, nice move, Nick Knutson. And he's got 15 points now for the Titans. Quickly the other way is Jake Freshel into Jordan. Jacob Jordan tried to tip the ball out here to Keithley. There defensively was Jack Hunsicker. It goes out of bounds, and the ball will belong to the Titans. Inbounding it to trigger it in is Jack Hunsicker. He'll lob it into Knutson. It's a man-to-man defense for the Irish, like we saw throughout the whole first half. What a battle between Nautical and Stalder under the basket. Now into traffic, moving, a little floater, underhanded flip, shot is up and off, won't go down. That shot put up by Brogan Dunlap, and the rebound to Brogan Nautical. Nautical against Dunlap. Picks up the dribble, passes to the right side. That's the near side on the wing here to Jacob Jordan. Bob pass into Simon. And swatting in there at the ball, trying to drop it away from Simon, was Andrew Stalder. Stalder gets called for his second personal, team foul number one of the half on the Titans. 4:04 to go, third quarter, into Nautical. Oh, little alley-oop pass, and Nautical caught it in midair and put it in with the shot without coming down. He's got 5 points, and it's 36-25, the lead back to 11 once again. In traffic is Hunter Fry, almost lost a handle. Here comes Stalder against Nautical. Nautical doing a good job defensively. Stalder's not easy to stop in there. He's a big boy. There's Fry stumbling, and he'll be called for traveling. Hunter Fry got trapped in there. He'll get called for traveling. Sam Dunn checks in now. Sitting out will be Evan Keithley. Also off the bench for Sacred Heart comes Derek Schwong into the lineup. Schwong will check in for Brogan Nautical, who will take a breather. 3 minutes, 38 seconds to play, third quarter here at the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. It's 36-25, Sacred Heart leading HTRS. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Chance Link, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying sending it your way tonight. Jacob Jordan into forecourt, comes around to the left side to Freshel with it, off to Jake Freshel. Down to Simon in the corner left side. He can't get to the baseline. Simon holds the ball, now flips out to Freshel for a long two that's up and good. Jake Freshel hits the two. He's got 12 points on 6 2-pointers. Gates Short with a driving lay-in in traffic. Tries to go up with another shot. Has it blocked by Schwong. Ball is loose on the floor. Irish come up with it. Into forecourt comes Jake Freshel, right side. Finds Simon. Skip pass across to Jordan. Baseline floater on the left side baseline. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped out of there.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We'll put Joe Simon to the free throw line. He got the basket to fall, and now he'll be at the line for the and one. Simon with 4 points. The foul is going to be called on Nick Knutson, his second personal, team foul number two of the half on the Titans. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3.
The clock here in the Rowe Activity Center shows 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart has opened up a 15-point advantage, 40-25, at the free throw line. Joe Simon to try and complete the 3-point play here. Free throw is on the way. He got it. Simon now has 5 points, and it's 41-25, biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish. Sacred Heart had a little scare there in that second quarter. All of a sudden, they were down 17-11. Before rallying to get a 27-23 halftime lead. Right now, here's a steal. Coming up with a steal is Sam Dunn. Dunn's in backcourt. Chasing after him is Jack Hunsicker. Dunn dribbles away from Hunsicker. Hands the ball to the corner. Baseline right side, Evan Keithley. Skip pass across court. Jacob Jordan holds it for a minute. Now to the near side. Right back to Dunn. Underneath there, swung. Shot is up and good. What a job by Sam Dunn, finding Derek Swong under the basket. The big 6'6" senior caught the ball in the air and took it off the glass and put it down. A minute 28 to play in the third quarter. 43-25. Irish on top. This is Gage Short. Short hands the ball to his teammate on the left side, Jack Hunsicker. He'll launch a three and can't get it. Rebound brought out by Simon. Simon down to Jacob Jordan. Into the corner, Keithley. Quickly down court. Oh, there was Schwong under the basket. Schwong blocked away nicely by Short. Schwong with a follow shot. Got it. Couldn't get it to go. And he'll be called for traveling. Well, Derek Schwong had three defenders in there. Swinging at the ball. Couldn't get it to drop. Off the bench comes Brogan Dunlap back into the game, replacing Jack Hunsicker for the Titans. And entering the game for the Irish, Jake Freshel. He'll give Jacob Jordan a breather. Jordan will take a moment off. 59 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's a steal. Down court coming up with a steal is Evan Keithley. Keithley gets it into forecourt to the left side. Dunn feeds it underneath. Sam Dunn tips it away. Ball grabbed by Hunter Bowling. Hunter Bowling flips it out to Knutson. With 45 seconds to go in the quarter, Knutson guarded one-on-one here by Sam Dunn in the man-to-man. Knutson, they switch. Picked up by Jake Freshel now on defense. 35 seconds to go here. With the ball is Nick Knutson, underneath, looking for Stalder. Stalder has the ball knocked away and stolen by Evan Keithley. Keithley off to Sam Dunn. Dunn into forecourt with 22 seconds to play. Up to Keithley, to the near side, across to Jake Freshel. Inside Joe Simon. Simon spin move against Short off the glass. Got it! And he's fouled. A nice move there. That was about as smooth a basketball move as you're going to see on the high school court. Joe Simon, with a little spin move around the defender, got the ball to fall, and he'll have the and one coming. The foul is going to be called on Gage Short. On Gage, his first personal, team foul number.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony
be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at the Rowe Activity Center here in Falls City, 45-25. Sacred Heart up by 20. HTRS with the basketball as we move into the fourth quarter of action. Inbound the pass to Nick Knutson. He comes to Andrew Stalder on the left wing. Stalder feeds it in quickly to Hunter Bowling. Bowling, a freshman out here on the floor now. Hands to Knutson. Knutson looking for Brogan Dunlap, lobs it into Stalder, back to Knutson in the corner, an open look three for Knutson. Doesn't go. Joe Simon's there for the defensive board for the Irish, and Simon will bring the ball down court himself. Flips it into the corner to Evan Keithley. Two-pointer from the right side. Keithley got his own rebound, followed his shot. That's something the kids don't do enough of nowadays. There's nautical in the paint. It's knocked to the floor. Ball is loose. Jordan tries to grab it. And we have a held ball. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will maintain possession of the ball. 7:18 left to play in this one tonight here in Falls City. 45-25. Sacred Heart up by 20. They led by 4 at halftime, but what a big third quarter, outscoring 18-2 in that third quarter. In the corner, here's a long three that's up baseline left side for Nautical. Doesn't go. Simon gets the rebound and comes down with it. And in doing so, he tries to put a shot back up and got fouled. So Stalder's going to be called for his third personal, and we're going to put Joe Simon to the line. Joe is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame. Joe Simon's free throw is on the way, just short, touched the front of the rim. Didn't fall. He'll get another attempt here. 45-25, Irish by 20, with 7:09 to go in the ballgame. Joe Simon ready for his second free throw. The sophomore launches the shot. This one is good. Right down the middle, true to the aim there. And Simon with 8 points now in the game for Sacred Heart. 46-25, 21-point advantage. With the ball is Jack Hunsicker. Finds Stalder at the free throw line. Ball stolen away by Simon. Simon on the fast break. Takes it for the lay-in. Doesn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Stalder. Good defense there by the Titans to get back to stop Simon on that prior for the lay-in. Jack Hunsicker has it knocked away by Simon. Goes out of bounds off of Simon. And it'll belong to the Titans. Back off the bench now comes Derek Schwong into the game. And Sam Dunn check in. Joe Simon will take a breather, as will Evan Keithley. Lob pass up to Knutson at the top of the key. Knutson on the right side, deep in the corner. Bounce pass comes into Stalder. Stalder, a cross-court pass. Gets it over here to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap didn't want to take the shot. Gives it up to Hunsicker. Hunsicker feeds it inside the paint. Fall-away shot is up, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Brogan Dunlap to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots for the Titans. Dunlap at the line. The foul is going to be on Jake Preschel. Preschel's second personal, first team foul of the half on the Irish. Dunlap, a 5'11 freshman, has not scored tonight. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. This one is up, and oh, couldn't get it. It was there for a moment, and then at the last minute, popped off the right side of the rim. Wouldn't drop in for it. 6:27 to go here. Dunlap second free throw. This rolls off and won't go. And there with the rebound is Derek Schwong. Schwong outlet pass down in a hurry. Sam Dunn for three from the corner. Got it. Sam Dunn with his first bucket of the night as he hits the three. Timeout taken. HTRS 49-25. Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441. The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you on a brisk December evening for high school basketball. Things cooling down out there tonight and tomorrow night, the way it sounds. HTRS will have the basketball when play is resumed. This is Nick Knutson on the dribble. Knutson goes to the right side to Hunsicker, Jack Hunsicker. backs it out near the midcourt circle, across court pass, Hunter bowling with the ball, finds Knutson again. Irish in that pressuring man-to-man defense. They've been running here all evening. Knutson tries to dribble away from Sand Dunn. Can't get away from him. Into the corner, it goes down to Hunter Bowling. Bowling finds Knutson with the pass. Knutson pulls up for a long three that won't go. Derek Schwong has the rebound. Down court, fast break. Jacob Jordan with an acrobatic move that wouldn't go for him. The ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Jake Freshel. Tell you what, that was quite a move hanging in the air there by Jacob Jordan. Just couldn't quite finish it. Andrew Stalder comes back into the game now, replacing Hunter Bowling for the Titans. Andrew Stalder, 6'1 senior, wears that knee brace on that right knee, kind of his trademark we've watched here. He's got quite a pair of shoes. If you ever get to see HTRS play, take a look at Andrew Stalder's shoes. It's some kind of a turquoise aqua mixed with orange, or I'm not sure what those colors are, but he's easy to spot. And there's a whistle. Jacob Jordan just got called for a foul and got hit in the mouth at the same time. Jordan had a collision there. He's going to be called for his first personal. That's team foul number 2 on the Irish. Jordan took quite a pop to the mouth. Inbounding it on the baseline is Hunsicker. Into the corner, there's an open three from the right side. That shot is up and off, no good. Long down court pass. Oh, they were looking down here for Jacob Jordan. Jake Freshel just overthrew him here, and it was in the end zone, out of the end zone, and no chance for a completion. Jordan just couldn't get to it. 49-25, Irish on top. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the ball game. Andrew Stalder in the paint, working their one-on-one against Noctical. Ball comes back to Stalder after the pass to the corner. Stalder feeds to Knutson in traffic. Turnaround jump shot. Knutson up and good. Nick Knutson can do that to you. He makes a nice move to the hoop, and he's got 17 points. Here's a three from the right side up and good, and answering that one is Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn, second three-pointer of this period. He's got 6 points. Long three. Knutson puts one in. Nick Knutson put that one from about 8 feet outside the arc on the left side. Now it's turning into a shooting contest here. Here's Broken Nautical for three. That one goes off the mark, though, and Knutson gets the rebound. 4:25 to play in the ballgame. Knutson for another long three, and he got it again. Knutson has hit two in a row from no less than 8 feet outside the arc. We're talking NBA distance threes here, and he just popped two of them in a row like there's nothing to it, and he's got 23 points in the ballgame. 23 of the Titans' 33 points scored tonight by Nick Knutson. There's a three from the other way that's up and off. That was put up by Sam Dunn. The rebound down to Knutson. 52-33. The lead is down to 19. Knutson, another three. Doesn't go. This time Joe Simon pulls down the defensive board and gives the outlet pass up to Freshel. That being Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel feeds down to the corner. Three on the way up and good. They're just putting threes up like crazy. Jacob Jordan nails a three. He's got 8 points. 55-33. The lead is back to 22 now with 3:25 to go in the ballgame. Jack Hunsicker trying to get free from this man-to-man defense. Feeds a pass to the corner on the right side to Fry. Here's a three from the right wing. Doesn't go. Ball is loose on the floor. Nautical goes after it. Fry fights after it. Ball is loose. Finally coming up is Dunlap. Tries to go in for a driving layup. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Dunlap. Good job defensively by Joe Simon to get in there and get position. Brogan Dunlap, the freshman, called for the offensive player control foul. All right, who we got here? James Freshel is back into the lineup now. Onto the floor comes James Freshel. And Derek Schwong is back into the game. With 3 minutes to play, it's 55-33. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll have that for you at the conclusion of the ballgame. Here's Ryken Davis. Davis, the 6'2 junior. He's on the floor now for the Titans for the first time tonight. Ryken Davis in the ballgame. Irish basketball into their own basket. Inbound pass stolen away. Breakaway for the lay-in is Brogan Dunlap. The shot is blocked away. No whistle. Fast break the other way. Here comes Simon. Across it goes to Jordan. Jordan, top of the key, chasing it down near the midcourt line. Getting the ball back is Evan Keithley. Jordan in the corner left side. Out there guarding him now is Andrew Stalder chasing after Jordan. Inside is Simon. Simon to Schwong. Schwong to Jordan for three in the corner. Off no good. Rebound. Simon taken away. Coming down with the ball, Ryken Davis. Davis, outlet pass to Knutson. Up off the bench now is Brennan Vaughn. He's going to get into the game. Vaughn, a 5'9 freshman. Shot from the right side. Doesn't go. Rebound Simon. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play. All the way in, driving. Lay-in off the glass. Won't go down for Jacob Jordan. Andrew Stalder has the rebound. Stalder gives his outlet pass to Knutson. A minute 59 to go here. We're going to have a timeout for a substitution to get him into the ballgame. Brennan Vaughn checks in for the Irish. Jack Stice into the contest. Riley Nelson also into the ballgame now for Sacred Heart. So Stice and Nelson off the bench into the varsity game with 2 minutes to play in the game. Brennan Vaughn, he's trapped in the corner. Vaughn's in trouble, dribbled out of it. Down to Knutson for three from the left corner. No. Rebound. Irish coming up with it. Evan Keithley. Keithley pushes it down.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Sunny, 101.3.
Jack Stice in the corner launches a three, and Stice hits the three from the corner on the right side at 61-33. 44 seconds to play in the ballgame. Brennan Vaughn with it for the Titans. Vaughn gives his pass out here to Brogan Dunlap. Into the corner, into Stalder. Ball got away from Stalder, but it's going to be touched last by Riley Nelson, so it'll stay with the Titans. Again, stay with us for the postgame show, and we'll have a complete rundown of the scoring. Here's a shot in the paint put up by Ryken Davis that doesn't go. Irish with the rebound. Down court of the corner is Stice with the basketball. Stice goes up to Sam Dunn at the free throw line, around to Riley Nelson. Nelson tried to lob a pass into the corner, got it down to James Freshel. Freshel was looking inside the paint for Zachary Keithley, but the ball was tipped away out of bounds, along with the Irish. Dunn to inbound it on the baseline. Into Keithley, bounced right back to him, knocked away by the Titans. 20 seconds to go. Irish with the ball under their own basket, leading 61-33. Still lobs it in, into Riley Nelson. Back to the corner, left side, a three from the corner, left side is up and good. And getting the three was Sam Dunn. He's got 9 points, all on three-pointers. 7 seconds to go. Titans down court. Dunlap on the right side with 4 seconds. I don't know if they're going to get a shot off here or not. Stalder with the ball. There's a buzzer in the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 64 and the HGRS Titans 33. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Sacred Heart Irish HGRS Titans basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS.
and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LensmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lensman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, our final score tonight here at the Rowe Activity Center, 64-33. Sacred Heart with the win over the Sacred Heart Irish. A little bit of a surprise on the final over at the public school at Falls City Public. The Tigers were tied with Plattsmouth at halftime. It was 23-23 at the half, and Plattsmouth went on to win that one by a final score of 64-33. Plattsmouth with a big second half, taking the win from the Falls City Tigers, 64-33. Or check that, 64-33 our score. They were 60-38 in that one. 60-38 was the final. Let's look at the final numbers from this one. First of all, for the HTRS Titans with 33 points on the board, Nick Knutson led the way. He scored 23 of their 33 points, including 5 3-pointers tonight for the 6-foot senior. Jack Hunsicker added 6 on a pair of threes, and Andrew Stalder with 4 points on 2 field goals. The final 64-33, the Titans hit 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 64 points on the board. 2 players in double figures. Evan Keithley led the way with 15 points. Jake Freshel had 12 in the ballgame. Sam Dunn added 9. Jacob Jordan with 8. Joe Simon also had 8. 5 points tonight for Brogan Nautical. With 4 was Derek Schwong, and Jack Stice added 3 for Sacred Heart's total of 64. The Irish went 5 out of 12 from the charity stripe. With the win, Coach Doug Golson is Irish, improved to 5-0 on the year. The HTRS Titans now drop to 500. They are 3-3 with the loss tonight to the Sacred Heart Irish. Again, a reminder, we'll be back on the air this coming Tuesday, December 21st. I'll be traveling with the Irish out to DeWitt Tri-County to take on the Tri-County Trojans, a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear it live over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon will be on the air here on Sunny 101.3 with the Falls City Tigers, girls and boys, as they host Elmwood Murdoch. So more basketball coming up Tuesday. We hope you'll join us for those broadcasts. And then after the holidays, January 3rd, the Southeast Nebraska Shootout, that'll be live from Auburn. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Chance Link, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 64, the HTRS Titans 33. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.